This is where the strike started here in Cottonwood. Cottonwood. Why did it start here?
Why did it start here? Because they were going to close this place down.
When was that?
They gave us 5 weeks.
They gave
notice.
Us 5 weeks. We were supposed to be officially closed on 6th of April, weren't we?
Yeah. Next year.
This year.
They
came one morning and said, right, that's it, in 6 weeks' time, that's it, the colliery's finished.
Six weeks.
They gave us 6 weeks' notice that the colliery was going to be shut, and that was it.
We came out on strike on the 3rd of March.
Who decided that? The workers here?
Yeah.
They all decided.
The workforce decided.
Not the union, but the workers.
The workers decided that.
Yeah.
According to the press, in this last week, Cottonwood is making a profit.
It's making a profit, yeah.
It was making a profit,
yeah.
Right, it wasn't on
the
financial.
It was not making a profit.
No. There's some economists done a survey, aren't there?
Yeah.
And they were going to publish something in last month's paper, a paper that they have. And the coal board squashed it because it was convicting against their quotations.
Yeah.
And apparently it's going to be published in the next month's issue. And they said that the coal board said we were making a loss of £6 something a ton. And these economists have worked out that we're making a profit of £5 odd a ton.
Yeah.
So the coal board's figures are all wrong.
Er gebeurt er helemaal niks.
Since the strike started, your opinions have changed. Can you tell something about it?
Yes, I can. I was, and my wife, just normal, what we classed as normal, honest, law-abiding citizens, and very much respect for the British policemen. We lived in a smallish town. We see very little from the outside world except for what we get through the television and the national papers. But since this strike, and I've been involved from day one of the strike, and seen just how the British police can react to people whose only crime is to stand up and fight for a job. And the weight of the state can come down so hard, then I started to think about other groups of people who've been claiming police harassment and that the government was trying to suppress them. And suddenly I started to realise that there was some credibility in what they were saying. The IRA, perhaps before this strike, I really hated, thought they were killing British soldiers. And now I realise just why the violence in Northern Ireland is as it is. Because very similar scenes I've seen on the television in Northern Ireland, I've seen on picket lines. No different. No different whatsoever. In London, I was there a few weeks since, and the blacks, they were very understanding twice a minus cause, because I realised that what we have been suffering the last few months, they have been suffering for years and for years. So they, if not had sympathy with our case, certainly had sympathy in what was happening with the police, and this in effect made them give their solidarity to us, because they could see what was happening with the police. If they didn't necessarily understand our cause, they could see what was happening with the police. And of course we started to realise, my wife and many more like me, that we are living in a very near fascist state, really that's what it's all about. And it, that may sound very, but it's not that far away from it. Really it isn't, and it's so close, it's unbelievably close. And I'm getting very, very much more politically aware all the time. And there's one thing, certainly when this strike's over and done with, that no longer will I sit down and take my lot. From now on, I will carry on the struggle, because this is a class struggle. And until we get changes, then I will carry on being active. That's what this strike's done to me.
There's a lot to do about violence. What do you think about it?
The police are in control of the situation completely. If there's violence on a picket line, it is because the police have caused that. Because they're in total control. They can keep it peaceful or they can create violence. Totally under the police's control. There's that many police, they are that well organised, that they can control us peacefully if they wished. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're striking for 9 months now, and still there's no solution. Will the miners send Thatcher home, or will Thatcher send the miners back to work in the end?
Well, for now, after 9 months of struggle and 9 months of strike, we've given up too many. We've got past the pain barrier, not having any money. For months now, we couldn't get any worse off than what we are now. All the savings anyone had have all been gone many months since. So we've got past the pain barrier. We've given 9 months of our lives to this struggle, and if it takes another 9 months, or indeed another 2 9 months, then it will carry on. No, Thatcher won't send the miners back to work.
At the moment, it's fairly clear that what they do is get them in a court, do their damnedest to convict them, and then bang on them very high fines and costs. The effect that's having, of course, is it's draining union resources, financial resources, because it costs an absolute bloody fortune.
Is that part of their policy?
No.
To drain their...
Well, it has that effect, and I've no doubt that they had that in mind when they started the mass arrests. Currently, this area, just the Yorkshire area alone, has 28 firms of solicitors working for it.
So clear that the prosecution case is just a pack of lies, and virtually in some cases they've more or less admitted it. And they've convicted even them, you know, there's no evidence at all. You get one copper come in and say, yes, I arrested this guy, and I arrested him because he was jumping up and down and shouting, fuck off, scab. And then another copper comes in and says, I arrested this guy. And I arrested him because he was throwing stones.
Yeah.
And their evidence can be that contradictory and it convicts them anyway. Isn't it? It's absolutely lunacy. So that's the situation we're having to deal with. And it's clear that there just ain't going to be much in the way of justice for miners.
Yeah, right.
Simply because they're miners and because the government have set the course up and interfered in the process of the courts to a greater extent than they ever have in the whole history of this country.
That makes it very frustrating for me,
yeah,
isn't it?
And it's supposed to be a separation of powers in this country. It's supposed to be part of the unwritten constitution that the government does not interfere in the process of the courts. Yet they clearly have. Mm.
Give the miners at Pickett's instructions or and tell them on a pamphlet or something, tell them what could happen when they get arrested?
Well, we did that at the outset, put it
and we had a little sort of piece of paper saying what their rights were. But it became so clear that the police weren't going to let them have any of these rights that it was just a waste of time.
You said the NUM paid a lot of money to get you free.
Yeah. This is
strange situation.
How frightening it is when if you haven't got something like a union behind you with some funds, or people in that prison who were on similar charges to me, not relating to the dispute, and they were in prison for months on end because nobody had got enough money to go to High Court and get them a ruling to free them, which is frightening. As I say, if I hadn't had that money, I would have been in until last week, months.
Only rich people can get out of jail.
Rich people get out of jail and poor people stay where they are. Yeah. Your bail conditions are printed out on a form before you even go into court. They've got them ready for you when you walk out.
Yeah.
They're predetermining what the court's going to say. The police are telling the magistrates what to do rather than the other way around. You can't believe it if you had trust, like I had trust before in the police and the justice, and justice doesn't exist for me no more. There was a case, and if you know anything about this, the other week, where they held somebody, I think it was in 7 weeks, and the man, when they released him, it was on condition that they went to live in Scotland. To the top of Scotland, completely out of England, away from all coalfields. That was the only way they would release him from prison.
Is that because of the different history of this town that than other areas, like Yorkshire?
I think that's got a lot to do with it. I think if the community has grown up through the ages, father, grandfather and great-grandfather worked in the same pit and in the same area, you've got a more togetherness. But where you've got people who've been drafted in from different areas to work in a pit, they've got no commitment to that area. So it doesn't matter, that place is only there for their own money. It doesn't mean nothing else socially or anything else.
What social social life is totally
disturbed.
I suppose.
It is just now. But the point is, when you know you're right, it doesn't matter. The day of the reckoning has got to come. And it won't be very long. The only thing is, in this area, the pressures are harder when you've got so many people going to work. As if everybody was out on a strike, when the strike finishes, the whole pit will go back. But as it is now, there's only a few of us will go back, because the others are already back at work. So there could be trouble, again, through people being vindictive and just the point is that they've gotten to work and we've thrown abuse at them, so when it's all over we go back, we've got to abuse off them.
Gone back now are worse than the ones that have stopped in from the very beginning. I mean, at least they've been in on a principle, the same as we're out on a principle. But the men going back now have just sold out everything they've done this past 9 months. I mean, you've seen them on their picket lines and on the rallies shouting and screaming and calling all the men that were into it, and now they've just up and joined them. It's so hypocritical.
Mm. They need money or something like that.
It's no excuse.
No, of course not.
No, there's no excuse for them going back. None whatsoever, as far as I'm concerned. We're all in the same boat. We're all suffering hardship, the children as well. And if they use money as an excuse, or even if they say the union's let them down, thing. But it's no excuse at all. It's just giving up.